Hey, hey, welcome back to Orbit and Chill, the podcast where space isn't just for rocket scientists. It's for curious humans with strong opinions and slightly questionable coffee.
And slightly over-caffeinated hosts. Oh, he.
Yeah.
So, did you watch it? The launch? July 18th, 11:30 a.m. IST. That moment when Skyroot's Vikram 1 lit up Sriharikota like it was trying to audition for Guardians of the Galaxy?
Oh my gosh. Yes, I literally paused my oat milk latte mid-sip. Like, what? A private Indian rocket in orbit. Not a test hop, not a suborbital joyride. Full-on orbital insertion at 450 kilometers with multiple payloads. And they named it Aegem on Arrival, which, honestly, poetic and terrifying.
Exactly. It wasn't just a rocket launched it. Felt like India walked into the global space boardroom, dropped its business card on the table, and quietly said, "We're taking a seat."
Right.
No fanfare. Just flawless telemetry. And Pawan Chandana looking like he'd just woken up from a dream he didn't know he was having.
Yeah. He said it felt like a dream. But here's the thing. Dreams don't run static fire tests for 110 seconds with 236 data channels.
Oh.
Dreams don't build a 30-ton solid booster in Hyderabad and call it Kalim Duas 1200. That's not a dream. That's Spreshik-fueled obsession.
Right. And get this, they tested everything. The ultra-low shock pneumatic stage separation? Tested.
Yeah.
The orbital adjustment module? Full stage simulated flight test? Even the payload fairing release mechanism, like the part that gently lets satellites go without giving them whiplash, they stress tested that. It's like they treated engineering like yoga. Breathe in, verify loads, exhale, validate margins.
Uh-huh. And the materials? All carbon composite body, lightweight, strong, very Instagrammable.
Yeah.
Honestly, if rockets had dating profiles, Vikram 1 would say, likes. Leo SSPO. And not being over-engineered. Dislikes, bureaucracy, heavy metals, and uncalibrated accelerometers.
Okay, but seriously, that carbon structure? It's not just about being cool. It's about payload fraction.
Exactly.
Every kilogram saved on the airframe is another kilogram you can sell to a startup building, Earth Imaging CubeSats, or Graha Space or Cosmoserve. Which, by the way, their payloads were on board. Real customers, real contracts. Not just, we'll maybe launch someday, here's your satellite, in your orbit, at your inclination.
Which brings us to the quiet hero of this whole story, in S-Pace.
Yeah.
Like, imagine trying to launch a rocket before 2020. You'd need ISRO's blessing, mode clearance, astrological alignment, and probably a handwritten letter to the Prime Minister. But in space? They became the single window. No more knocking on five doors. Just one nod, one approval, and suddenly, you're cleared to use Sriharikota. Pawan literally thanked them on live television for the streamlined process. Translation? Thank you for not making us file Form 7B in triplicate.
Yes, and let's not forget, this wasn't just regulatory kindness. The 2023 space policy basically handed private firms the keys to the entire value chain. Design, build, launch. Operate. All of it.
Right.
Even open the FDI up to 100% for components, which means Temasek and GIC weren't just investing in a rocket. They were betting on India's ability to manufacture precision hardware at scale.
And speaking of bets, $95 million raised. First, space to tech unicorn in India. Valuation, $500 million.
Oh, wow.
For context, that's roughly what some people spend on one season of Succession, but here, it funded solid motors, 3D printed Raman 2 engines, and a cryogenic program called Dhawan 3, named after Satish Dhawan, obviously. Which, side note, naming rockets after Sarabhai and Alwan, that's not branding, that's emotional infrastructure.
Totally. And the Dhawan 3? Fully 3D printed, methane fueled, aiming for reusability.
Yeah.
Like, they're not just copying SpaceX. They're thinking ahead. Cleaner propellants, faster iteration, less supply chain dependency. Also, their CEO used the word art to describe the Raman 2 engine. I mean, have you seen it? It looks like a titanium origami sculpture that also happens to produce 25 kilotons of thrust.
Okay. Okay. But let's zoom out, because this isn't just about Skyroot.
Exactly.
It's about 400-plus space startups now buzzing across India, from Bengaluru to Bhubaneswar. One report says India is aiming for 8% of the global space economy by 2035. From 2% to 8%? That's not growth. That's rewriting the map.
And it's not just economics. Think about it. Before Agamemnon, if you needed a satellite launch from India, you waited for ISRO's PSLV schedule, which, bless them, is incredibly reliable, but also booked 2 years in advance.
Yeah.
Now, you email Skyroot. Pick your orbit 45 degrees, 60 degrees, 500 kilometers, and they say, cool, what's your payload mass? And do you want your separation system customized?
Which reminds me, their customizable payload separation system. That's huge for constellations.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like, imagine launching 10 tiny Earth observation sats, all needing different drop-off points. Vikram 1 doesn't just dump and go. It orchestrates like a conductor waving a baton made of hydrazine and hope.
And yet, they started so small. Two Axelero scientists, Pawan and Naga, left the national agency in 2018.
Yeah.
Not with bitterness, with blueprints, and a shared belief that deep tech shouldn't require a government budget, just grit, good mentors, and access to test facilities. Which, fun fact, ISRO let them use their static test facility in Sriharikota, like the same place where PSLV boosters get validated. Now hosting a startup's first stage fire test.
That's the real shift. ISRO went from gatekeeper to launchpad partner.
Right.
And NSIL, New Space India Limited, became the bridge. It's not competition anymore. It's co-evolution. ISRO builds heavy lift. Skyroot owns the small sat niche. It's like Ferrari and Rimac, both fast, different lanes.
Exactly. And the best part? Vikram 1 isn't even their final vehicle. It's Test Flight 1.
Yeah.
The commercial flights start in 2027. So this launch, it's not the climax. It's the cold open.
Which makes me wonder, what's next? Reusable? Air launch? Orbital refueling?
Oh.
Or, and hear me out, what if their next rocket has an AI-powered avionics stack trained on every single ISRO telemetry dataset ever declassified? Like, imagine teaching a neural net how to handle a stage separation using actual flight data, not just simulations.
Ooh, now that's spicy.
Yeah.
But let's not forget the human part. That team's average age? Mid-20s. They built a rocket while most of them were still paying off student loans, and when it worked? Not champagne, just silence. Then someone whispered, "We're in orbit." And then everyone cried. Not because it was easy, but because it was real.
Yeah, and that's the magic, right?
Exactly.
It's not just about reaching space. It's about who gets to design the path there. Who gets to write the code, weld the joints, sign the waivers, and belong in that story. Vikram 1 didn't just carry satellites. It carried possibility.
So next time you see a tiny dot moving across the night sky, maybe it's one of Skyroot's payloads. Just remember, that little speck was once a PowerPoint slide.
Yeah.
Then a KED model. Then a 30-time fireball screaming through the atmosphere. And now it's orbiting quietly, confidently, Indian.
And if that doesn't make you pause your oat milk latte, well, maybe check your pulse.
Touché. All right. That's our show. Go stare at the stars.
Yeah.
Or better yet, go look up Agamemnon on YouTube. There's actual footage with subtitles, slow-mo, and zero corporate voiceover. Just raw, joyful, slightly shaky cam from Mission Control.
Links in the show notes, along with that Dawan 3 test clip and a surprisingly emotional interview with Pawan, where he admits he rehearsed his post-launch speech 7 times and still forgot half of it.
Because sometimes the biggest milestones don't need perfect words.
You got to.
Just one perfect burn.
Until next time, keep looking up. And maybe, just maybe, start sketching that rocket idea on your napkin.
You heard it here first. Orbit and Chill signing off.
Bye.